All right, thanks a lot, Beetle. Joined now by Patriots head coach, Bill Belichick. Coach, how was your bye week? Easy question.
Yeah, good, good. You know, we found out Sunday who our opponent would be today, so we started grinding on the Chargers then, and so here we are, ready to go.
Ninth straight bye week for you guys. You're used to that. How much has it changed over the years, whether it's preparation, maybe a little bit of technology, maybe it's age with the staff? Some of you still have, you know, a lot of your same staff with you. So how's that changed over the years, the bye week?
Well, I think the thing that's unique is every year it's obviously a different team, and the opponents or potential opponents are different. And so just seeing where your team is at that particular point in the season and then who you could be matched up against, it always is a little bit different. So we just take each year as it comes and deal with what's ahead of us.
How impressed are you with Anthony Lynn, what he's been able to establish there, what the Chargers, what the old San Diego Chargers have had to deal with moving to L.A. as a franchise, and seems like it doesn't bug them, and it sort of galvanized them, especially them as a road team this year.
Yeah, well, they're an excellent football team. They're good in all three phases of the game. They have an excellent return game on special teams, and they're very good defensively. They can cover. They can rush the passer. They can stop the run. And offensively, they're a well-balanced unit, too, very good skill players and a good set of backs can run the ball, and obviously a great quarterback with Rivers. And so they're mentally tough, and they've been able to play well against other very good football teams on the road and at home. So, should be a great challenge for us today, a tough matchup.
You mentioned Philip Rivers, obviously a veteran over 15 years. Your quarterback's been around for a while. We know that. You watch some of these playoff games, it's all young guys. But here you got two vets. Kind of know where these guys are going to be, right? There's no smoke and mirrors with the bootleg, whether they're going to roll them out. But Phil's going to be 7 yards behind that center. How much does that help you prepare when you face a pocket passer opposed to a guy that could potentially, pick some things up with his legs?
Yeah. Well, I think the pocket passers are always tougher just because they can get the ball to anybody on the field. When the quarterbacks start running, a lot of times they cut off half the field. And so you don't have to defend the whole width of the field like you do with a guy that can stand there in the pocket and put the ball from sideline to sideline down the field and utilize his checkdowns and outlet receivers. So Rivers is tough. He does a great job at all those. So, again, this will be a big challenge for us today.
You signed Stephon Gilmore 2 years ago. You brought him here to compete to the level he's competed at, all pro, obviously. But, for his length, his size, and what they have in the two Williams at 6'4", Keenan Allen, guys are 6'5", 6'4", across the board, and what you're able to combat it opposite Gilmore, how important is it for him to go out there and compete against these guys and take one of them out of this game?
Yeah, well, it's going to be big for our entire secondary to match up well against our skill receivers. And they have big receivers and a very talented group. They also have a very good group of tight ends, with Green, potentially Hunter Henry, and certainly Gates, and then their backs with Gordon Eckler and Jackson. Those guys have all been very productive and explosive, too. So it's a lot of good skill players that we have to deal with, and everybody's going to have to be competitive on their matchups, or Rivers will find them, and, he'll make you pay.
I've talked to you before about Pouncey, days back in Miami. He's out there in San Diego now. How's his offensive line as far as the command he has with it? You watch him on tape, it seems like he's the same guy, too. Like he and his brother, here we go again.
Yeah, well, he's a very experienced player, very athletic, one of the more athletic centers in the league. So he gets out and pulls on a lot of the outside plays. He's good to the second level to get up on the linebackers and make those blocks. So his strength is his quickness and his athleticism, his agility. And he does an excellent job of that. And he gets to a lot of blocks that many centers can't get to in this league.
We've talked about the Gus Bradley scheme before. He obviously was a head coach. We know what Dan Quinn did in Atlanta, obviously Pete, and the type of schemes that they run. How easy is it? Not easy, but how much easier is it to instill that type of game plan when you have two edge guys like number 54 and 99 with Bosa and Ingram?
Well, you're right. Those systems are built along a certain type of player at each spot, whether it's the end, the one technique, the middle linebacker, the strong safety, the free safety, and so forth. They're very specific to what they ask those players to do, and Chargers have done a real good job of building around that system with those type of players. Certainly Bosa and Ingram are two guys that present a problem and presence on the edge, and James has done a great job for them. Coming in as their strong safety in the Cam Chancellor kind of role, if you will. So they've certainly put a number of pieces together for their defensive system, and they play very well.
A lot of people, especially in the media, talked about the 7 DBs this week, like some new revelation. I know they've had some injuries at linebacker. They've also used it earlier in the year, and you guys in the past, last couple of years, you've used three, even four safeties at a time. So the big nickel has been played in the National Football League before, right?
Yeah, well, when we played them in last year in 2017, it was almost all dime against us. So, Yeah, again, it's something that they've done through the in their system, and again, with the other teams that you've referenced that use this type of defense. But Gus did it last year. He's done it this year. They certainly had some injuries at linebacker, and I'm sure that accelerated the usage of more defensive backs. But they have good DBs. They have good safeties. They have good depth, and so they're using the players that they have, and that's a smart thing to do.
Special teams have trended really well last couple of weeks. How important, especially with the week off, resting some of those key core guys with guys like Desmond King, him in a return game, all pro at DB and that. I mean, pretty good returner they have.
Yeah, King does a great job, and they also have Benjamin, too. So they have two of the best returners in the league on the same team. King does most of it, but you know, he's a hard guy to tackle. He's got a good center of gravity, low center of gravity, good vision, and has good balance. And, you know, he gets hit a lot, but spins and stays on his feet, breaks tackles, and gains extra yardage. So our coverage teams on both punts and kickoffs, and today especially on kickoffs where the ball probably won't fly quite as far, you know, we're going to have to do a good job of covering on this guy.
Last one for you. You go into games and you look at some referee crews, and some of them do have tendencies, and you talk to your quarterbacks, or you talk to your defense, and to be alert for some things. You guys got Ron Torbert today. I think you had him against Green Bay, had him divisional round last year. And how tough is it, you know, throughout the course of a game to get the feel of how a crew is calling games and how you have to adjust?
Yeah, well, I think it's there's an element to that every single week. And, you know, some things you always do, and then it's a tight crew and they call you for it. And other things, and the whole rest of the time, you do kind of the same things and don't get called. But I think each player or each unit has to kind of adjust to that as they see how the game's going. And, you know, it's the same for both teams. We all have to, you know, deal with the same, you know, rotation of officials. I think the officials do a good job of being consistent and making the calls consistently, but there's always a little bit of variation. That's part of the game. Yeah, we'll have to work on that.
All right, Coach, good luck today as you attempt to go for your eighth straight AFC Championship football game. Go get them.
All right, thanks, Scott. Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, thanks a lot. Send it back up to Beetle at Splitsville.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.